This spring, if you'd rather spend time enjoying your lawn instead of trying to keep it alive, there's good news. TruGreen is the easiest and most affordable way to get a beautiful lawn. All you have to do is water and mow, and they'll do the rest. Weed control, fertilization, aeration, and even some things you might not even think of. They'll do all of it, while you can do literally anything else. With True Green, you could have your lawn looking as good as a putting green. That's not hyperbole. True Green is the official lawn care treatment provider of the PGA Tour. True Green offers a satisfaction guarantee, and they have a verified best price promise, which guarantees you the lowest price with no compromise on quality. You do you. Let True Green do your lawn care. Visit TrueGreen.com to get the best lawn at the best price with the best people guaranteed.
Hurricane poses new threat.
This storm can still be dangerous and even deadly.
Florida's storm devastation.
I literally watched my house disappear with everything in it.
Russia moves to seize territory.
The United States will never recognize Russia's claims on Ukraine.
Good morning. I'm Steve Kathan with the CBS World News Roundup. Biblical and catastrophic are the words being used by Florida's governor to describe the destruction caused by Hurricane Ian. It's been branded one of the most powerful and deadly storms to hit the state. This woman lives on San Carlos Island, where homes were blasted by the fierce winds.
I'm not the only one with a loss. This whole community is devastated, and start a new chapter. That's all we can do.
More on the situation in Florida in a moment, but this morning, Ian is once again a hurricane and still a threat to other places. It's a Category 1 storm now headed for South Carolina. CBS's Mark Strassman is in Charleston.
Around noon today, the misery factor could kick in with a vengeance up and down the Carolinas. The city of Charleston has opened up emergency shelters, given out sandbags. Residents are now racing to protect their homes and businesses. National Guard troops are also already in position, just in case. This part of the coast is known as the low country because so much of it sits at or below sea level, especially vulnerable to flooding. In the forecast with Ian, a storm surge of up to 7 feet. In Georgia and the Carolinas, more than 2.5 million people are under a hurricane warning.
Back in Florida, officials fear a significant death toll from the storm. Hundreds of people were rescued from their flooded homes yesterday. Power is out to millions, and key infrastructure has been damaged or destroyed. CBS's David Begnaud is in Fort Myers.
Emergency responders from the Coast Guard, the National Guard, and other search and rescue teams have conducted at least 700 rescues so far. There have been reports of at least 4 deaths, but that number is no doubt expected to rise. 911 centers in Southwest Florida have really been overwhelmed with thousands of people who say, I'm stranded. I need you to come and get me out of my own house. I'm in my attic. I'm on my roof.
A chunk of the causeway to Sanibel Island is gone, cutting off access to a place where 6,300 people call home. Patrick and Rebecca Strader bought a house there just a couple of weeks ago.
Everything on Sanibel is destroyed, that's for sure. It was about an hour where the wind was coming pretty hard.
I was praying a lot, a lot.
Correspondent Manuel Bojorquez has more on what some people did to survive the hurricane's fury.
Spencer Mumy said he feared for his life as Hurricane Ian's floodwaters quickly overwhelmed his family's home in Fort Myers. He said he and his brother used mattresses and coolers as flotation devices to get family members, including his grandmother and 2 young daughters, to safety.
I told my brother we have no choice but to survive or die. If we don't get up and get our family to safety, you know, the worst could happen.
They fled to the attic, where he and his family took shelter as the storm rattled loudly outside. Treacherous conditions brought out the best in many people.
We rescued a lot of people. Like, we had 12 people in our building.
Wingry Castell waded through dangerous waters to help people in her apartment complex escape.
Listening to them scream for help and they're walking through the water, I couldn't just leave them.
Now turning overseas, Russia is taking steps today to formally annex 4 regions inside Ukraine. Moscow bases the move on referendums that have been blasted by President Biden.
This so-called referendum was a sham, an absolute sham.
Here's CBS's Charlie Daggett.
On the day that President Putin finalizes that land grab, there's been a horrific missile attack not far from here on a humanitarian convoy in Zaporizhia. Dozens are feared dead. Now, there'll be an elaborate signing session at the Kremlin, followed by what we're told is a major speech and a rally held at Red Square in Moscow. Here in Dnipro itself, we've had missile attacks overnight, huge explosions hitting civilian areas, That is the second night in a row this city and others have been targeted.
A Maryland physician and her Army doctor husband have been charged with trying to help Russia in its war with Ukraine. Federal officials say they tried to send medical records of some U.S. military people to Moscow, but an undercover agent got involved with them. Michael Greenberger is a Homeland Security expert at the University of Maryland.
The fact that they went through with this, tried to go through with it, is troubling. That could be used by the Russians to blackmail the individual whose information is released.
They each face up to 15 years in prison if convicted on conspiracy charges.
If I asked you how many subscriptions you have, would you be able to list all of them and how much you're paying? If you would have asked me this question before I started using Rocket Money, I would have said yes. But let me tell you, I would have been so wrong. I can't believe how many I had and all the money I was wasting. Rocket Money is a personal finance app that finds and cancels your unwanted subscriptions, monitors your spending, and helps lower your bills. Rocket Money has over 5 million users and has helped save its members an average of $720 a year with over 500 million in canceled subscriptions. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Cancel your unwanted subscriptions by going to rocketmoney.com/Wondery. That's rocketmoney.com/Wondery. rocketmoney.com/Wondery.
A jury has been selected in the seditious conspiracy trial of the founder of the Oath Keepers extremist group and four other people. It's the highest profile prosecution stemming from the Capitol attack. CBS's Scott McFarland says the House panel that's investigating has questioned a key witness.
Ginny Thomas, wife of Supreme Court Justice Clarence Thomas, did answer some questions during a marathon appearance before the House Select January 6 committee behind closed doors. That's according to committee chairman Benny Thompson of Mississippi, who also said Ms. Thomas continued to express her belief the 2020 election was fraudulent.
The Food and Drug Administration has approved a new drug that's been the subject of debate to treat ALS, Lou Gehrig's disease. CBS's Dr. David Agus.
It was a controversial decision by the FDA because it was done from a single phase 2 clinical trial of 130 patients, and there were lots of questions about the trial and how it was done.
Patients and advocates fought hard for approval of the drug from Amylyx Pharmaceuticals. Earlier, government experts said the company's results were not convincing. The NFL and the Players Association are investigating the head injury suffered by Miami Dolphins quarterback Tua Tagovailoa in Sunday's win over Buffalo. He played in last night's loss to Cincinnati and was carried off on a stretcher after another apparent head and back injury. On TV's Comedy Central last night, The Daily Show host Trevor Noah said he's leaving.
My time is up. But in the most beautiful way, honestly. I've loved hosting this show. It's been one of my greatest challenges. It's been one of my greatest joys.
He says he wants to devote more time to stand-up comedy. Noah succeeded Jon Stewart in 2015.
Audible is the destination for thrilling audio entertainment with highly anticipated new releases. The time is now more than ever to embrace the breathtaking, sinister, and shocking tales that can enthrall you, especially with brand new exclusive thrillers from best-selling authors who are guaranteed to keep you gripped, like Amy Tintera's Listen for the Lie. With exclusive thrillers from best-selling authors, captivating sound design, and dynamic performances, Audible brings these stories to life like never before. And as a member, you can choose one title a month to keep from their entire catalog. New members can try Audible free for 30 days. Visit audible.com/WonderyPod or text WonderyPod to 500-500. That's audible.com/WonderyPod or text WonderyPod to 500-500.
More vehicles have been added to a recall that has Kia and Hyundai telling some owners to keep them parked outside. Here's Jeff Gilbert of affiliate WWJ in Detroit.
2016 through 22 Sportages, Sorentos, and Sorento Hybrids added to the Kia Tellurides and Hyundai Palisades that were recalled over the summer. Moisture can accumulate on a tow hitch harness model, raising the risk of a short circuit and fire. There are no reports of actual real-world fires, but Hyundai and Kia feel the the risk is enough to advise owners to park the vehicles outside until they can be fixed.
No go on a second attempt by a new aerospace company to launch a rocket to put several satellites into orbit. The Alpha rocket from the company Firefly failed to launch today in California. 1 year ago, an initial effort also stayed on the pad. The Roundup is produced by Paul Ferry. I'm Steve Kathan, CBS News. Hey, Prime members, you can listen to the CBS News Roundup ad-free on Amazon Music. Download the Amazon Music app today. Or you can listen ad-free with Wondery Plus in Apple Podcasts. Before you go, tell us about yourself by completing a short survey at wondery.com/survey.
Behind every successful business is a story, and some of them might surprise you. Like how Chobani's first yogurt factory was discovered on a piece of junk mail, or how the founder of the multi-million dollar cosmetics brand Drunk Elephant was told by everyone, including her own mother, that the name sounded like a dive bar. I'm Guy Raz, and on my show How I Built This, I talk to founders behind the world's biggest companies to learn the real stories of how they built them. In each episode, you'll hear entrepreneurs share moments of doubt and failure and talk about how they were able to overcome them on their way to the top. How I Built This is like a masterclass in innovation and creativity from the people who've done it all. Follow How I Built This wherever you get your podcasts. You can listen to How I Built This early and ad-free right now on Wondery Plus. For more deep dive and daily business content, listen to Wondery, the destination for business podcasts. With shows like How I Built This, Business Wars, and many more, Wondery means business.